Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting second, the DH, Dave Henderson. Batting third, the right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Troy Neal. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting ninth, the catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth, the first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gates hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. Hammond drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hoyle's hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hoyle's reaches second base with a double. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brosius strikes out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moyer. Hammond moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Hammond. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Hammond steals third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 0 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal strikes out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briscoe now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neal throws to second for one, and Bordick throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Anderson moves to second. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. McLemore moves to third. It's 8-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Devereaux moves to third. It's 9-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Devereaux scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Orioles. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neal scoops it up and throws to first, with Briscoe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Henry Mercedes now catching. Miguel Jimenez now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Mercedes for a passed ball. Segui moves to second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Lyte now playing right field. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarulo takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Abbott pinch hits for Brent Gates. Kurt Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abbott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Orioles. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marcos Armas now playing first base. Kurt Abbott now playing second base. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Segui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Henry Mercedes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercedes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leidy is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Marcos Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith pinch hits for Harold Baines. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-2, Orioles. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up beyond short. Bordick can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Paul Carey pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Ed Nunez now pitching. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carey strikes out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segui is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Armas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. Pagliarulo moves to second. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Armas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing shortstop. Paul Carey now playing first base. Mark Parent now catching. Todd Froworth now pitching. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abbott takes first base on ball 4. Eric Helfand pinch hits for Craig Paquette. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Helfand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Abbott moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brosius is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosius hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-5, Orioles. Henry Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercedes strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.